sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to set this here, and I think this letter from the Farm Bureau is probably a pretty good indication of what's going to be a threshold argument. And I think before we start any of these other activities leading to this, we're going to have some sort of ironclad authority statement of some kind. I mean, I'd hate to see you get all involved in this and then have some bad ruling that, you know, we have no business in this area. So I think that would be the first thing you need to nail down. Otherwise, that's going to be the first argument. And just saying, well, you know, it's somewhere, you know, not very well defined, but I don't know what that means, if it's a legal opinion or what, but I think that argument's got to be nailed.
Well, you're surely going to be challenged by cities and counties with their general plans, as well as LAFCO and the Coastal Commission for land use planning, because they're going to say you're infringing in areas that you have no authority or no control over, where cities and counties have over their general plans for land use planning, as well as the Coastal Commission. So you have LAFCO that's approving annexations on basis of the permittee that wants to use that particular land for whatever use it happens to be. I can see all kinds of challenges unless we have some direct authority. And I haven't seen that direct authority.
I mean, maybe we do, and it's just not organized or put into a cogent argument, but that's what needs to happen, I think, mm-hmm. So that when it's challenged, so that we don't hear the same argument every time something comes up.
I think you're going to hear the argument. You'll keep hearing the argument, even after.
But we need an answer to the argument.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
I agree.
As far as you mentioned LAFCO, Russ, and you're more familiar with LAFCO than I am, but my assumption is that they look at various plans and policies. They don't just say, oh, you want to annex? Okay, fine. They look at it in terms of what are the policies that might affect that decision, and how does it fit in with those policies? And I think what we're talking about is instituting watershed protection as one of those fundamental policies.
Yeah, but if that's the case, then we need some kind of authority to be able to interject that when LAFCO is doing its analysis of that annexation,
right,
instead of after the fact.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make sure I understand, isn't the basin plan process one of establishing a new set of issues or a new set of problems that need to be addressed? And once that process plays out with the review and the final adoption through the Office of
Administrative Law.
Right. Yeah. I mean, then the basin plan, whatever conditions are spelled out in the basin plan, become law. So essentially, we do have the authority to institute change that would be uniform across the region. And I have confidence that process is open and transparent enough that, you know, we should be able to change the structure of our regulations to accommodate things like climate change, things like better information about the quality and problems of groundwater and water supply. Because if we are holding ourselves to a basin plan that hasn't been updated in how many years now, then we are sadly out of date and falling behind with dealing with increasing problems that are becoming more expensive the longer we don't get at the front end of these problems. So I think this approach to looking at the basin plan is the first time in a long time that I've heard a very proactive approach to developing a good, sound analysis of issues that we have worked very hard to prioritize, but we recognize that there are gaps in the information that we have to offer, and there are gaps now. We have limitations in the way we can address these problems. One of those problems, which isn't mentioned in this document and which I know we've talked about, is seawater intrusion. There's another hugely urgent issue in some places in our region, more important for us to at least understand what those counties and municipalities are trying to do and where do we fit into the picture. But those are the kinds of evolving situations that I think we have to stay current with. And the Basin Plan is our, it's kind of our map, and it's also our authority. So I think we should be able to explore that, because it has mechanisms in it that will trigger if there are flaws in our approach.
I agree completely with what you say. I think most of us probably do. And I think maybe we just have a concern that we've got to really do the research,
yeah,
cover our bases, make sure everything is well thought out,
right,
and supported to go down that path.
Well, and challenges to interpretation is a key thing, because if it's written vaguely, then it's how a person would interpret it, and that's where your challenges come in.
Right.
So I think what Gary and I are, I'm words in Gary's mouth, that I think we need some direct language that can stand the challenge of interpretation. And some of our language, and don't ask me to quote it, but in our basic plan is kind of vague, so it can be interpreted different ways, whoever's looking at it to interpret it.
The basin plan is outdated with respect to doing a lot of
this. I don't disagree, but
yeah,
to update that it's a long,
right,
tedious process.
Right. And if the Office of Administrative Law goes along with what staff puts forward and what the board you know, gets behind, then it does have the force and effect of law at that point.
To say it a little differently, it has to have the kind of legal backing that you're asking for in order to get approved by the Office of Administrative Law. What you're asking for will have to be, the legal foundation for the language in the basin.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that's up front.
So we don't spend a lot of time working on it and then find out we can't do it.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, Port of Cologne was created, you know, what, decades ago, and so a lot of issues we've gotten our hands around. We know what they look like and feel like, but now we've discovered, boy, there's a whole bunch of things on the periphery that are just as big and problematic, if not more so, more complex, and now we want to use the intent language from Port of Cologne and go after the remaining things with that kind of given authority to protect water quality. So,
I want to shift everyone's attention to the other things that are happening that are so progressive that really are going to support our effort. I think we really ought to recognize that as a huge opportunity, whether it's the current climate change work or just the emerging sophistication of land use, site level land use through low impact development, that kind of thing. But we're kind of at an opportunity moment, I'd say. It's not like we could have had this conversation 10 years ago, and I think it would have ended in about 2 minutes. But because there's so many other really progressive things happening because of other policies that have been created, because of just an emerging sophistication in the way we approach land use management, I think Central California, the state in general, really has an opportunity to make it stick this time. But we aren't going to get there if we're just sitting back watching that happen, doing things the way we've always done them, with an emphasis on point source discharges and non-point source programs of varying success. So I think that's what we want to, you know, want to make sure people recognize. This is not just any old time to be thinking about this. It does happen to be at a moment when there's probably more anti-government rhetoric than I've ever heard in my life, but I think a lot of that is rhetoric. I don't think it's necessarily substantive opposition to doing good work for the government or by the government. So I hope that we can convey, and you can maintain that sort of awareness and enthusiasm for sort of setting a few things straight that are probably overdue, like that we could address through basin planning.
Okay, any other questions or thoughts? All right. Dominic, thank you.
Yeah. I guess so.
Thanks very much.
You bet.